Touching, I don't know if maybe we'll tell the whole city of Simcha, but we're touching maybe a little bit of the city of Simcha. Connect to Adam, that's the firm. See, next week it might be an inviting. Let's see. Last week we spoke about Muhammad's Aether. Spoke about the Muhammad of Seichel and the Dumir. Try to we saw a little bit that Mahalach, the fast food he gets in the ground, to scream, and the lawyer in the inside, and I said, it was like a day, the safe of happening to me, really exposing the dinner for what it really is. Well, we spoke about last week, we were holding when a person is having hand-to-hand combat, connected to the inside of their eyes. This week, we're take a step further, is after a person is already nichshal. What happens after a person is already nichshal? He's mispatted, he already wasn't able to be oimid in the first part of the Nisayim. He's mispatted, he to their eyes. That's what we want to discuss tonight. It's happening. Shal is how much, how many times, how far. Stayed by Machshava, or brought with a Maisa, what type of Maisa. There's a whole Sugi Vishnei Atma. There's a whole new Sugi of the Yitzhara that arise. The Yitzhara by the Kholi, the Yitzhara arise. The Frat we're talking about is after a person's Nitzhon. There are two Matzav in Be'etzim, in the Sugi. Be'etzim, Gehertz is the same, and Avoid is really the same, Kamat, same Sugi, Shli Dari. One is when someone already gave into a Machshava, gave into a Riyah, he's still battling how far he's going to take it. How much do they mice it? He's still holding. How much do they mice he's going to take it? And then there's the very common case where he totally fell once, twice, three times. Maybe he was. He gave it to the Yitzhara totally, but the Yitzhara totally took him. But then there's the future. How much is he able to be misgaber against the Yitzhara that rise the next time that he comes? So we want to get to a certain avoided the Nakuda over here. We mapped in two very chashuv hadlons. Of all the common places, and it's not sure also, which is clear here. This is a safer put together some letters of all the wrote people. If somebody wrote a letter, you can hear it, didn't say the whole letter, but it's very clear that he was very worried about his future as a Jew because he was nichshal. He was nichshal in the sugya. He gets very clear, hadrocha. He's a hadrocha klolis. Before we get into practice of it, hadrocha klolis now looking out. If they go to Yedidi Ayoker, Hafseik l'chapis b'svorim asher v'davim lo yisuschet. Here the person wrote in many things that says in svorim. But they write about Yenachet. U'mashe kvar ashamti l'chot tignus. Whatever you already made a dance at Tzetlach, throw that away. Hayetzer, a very chashuv line. Hayetzer ha-megi l'chet zeh hu-koy arum. The Yetzer of Yetzer that arrives. It's so Hashem Chazal the Arum, the Amumis, the Shasham said, the Amumis of the Yitzhar, Shekol Machshova Alachet, ואפילו מחשבו של חרוטו ותשובו עלו לו לגרוס שוב הישג יצר לאב. I want to see this more damage for that. Moba says that any sort of contact you have in any which way with the Yetzer Hara eyes, even if it's ba'ofen of machshava of harot and tshuva, any something that brings a person to focus on the Etzem Yetzer Hara eyes, that itself is prone to incite the person bringing back to the Etzem Yetzer Hara eyes. It takes away the normal way we misak and fatoy. Ilizois, tzorach oleches and derech hafuga. So the mahalach you have to take is a total of backwards mahalach. He's masmich himself of a mission of us. Mission of us says, Yofa, Tera, Derech Eretz, Shehidiyah, Shneem, Mishkach, HaSobah. There's a musik that you have to make sure that you forget about the chet. Don't focus on the chet and start being metake and start rectifying, going back and focusing backwards on the chet, looking back. No, you have to look forward. And what's that? Because many places are well, right? It's הידי שתשקיע עצמך בלימוד ושתדל לחדש ודווקא בסימן. What he writes all the time is, the Mahalach is, it's a forward outlook of learning Bisimcha. This is a numerous study. We talked about Limud Torah lifnei hamais. We talked about Limud Torah as a tachbula that caused the person to be, it's toifes, the whole metzias of a person, the same chukah, the same drive that the Torah their eyes pulls on, that's what Torah is focusing on. We're not talking about that person. This person, he really is holding, he was nichshal tait. Someone who was nichshal tait, we've seen him many times. In a strong way, a very, very strong way. Any pshuta, this letter is written in any way you can imagine. As choymer, as stringent that it was, the way anybody might have been over in this sugya, this is a sugya drach in this sugya. And he's telling you, the mahalach is, it's a mahalach, it's a tsugang. The tsugang is to look forward and concentrate on learning Torah and b'simcha. Learning Torah b'simcha. See in a second, he brings a certain Gemara's master and then Gemara. He says, well, I'm going to read the Hemshech HaLashon. Chazok alecha, if you learn the Torah b'simcha, shevaboy nisoyin liyotcha, titcha esa yetzer b'chiruf nefesh. You're going to fight against the Yetzer very strongly. You knew this person is a committed person, Tavu Yitzhar Shem. And you're going to fight. V'zui mecham ha-gadol, harbi panim t'natzeach. You're going to win. Al yochol ikri shegamu menatzeach, ato nechshol. Even after I'm writing this letter to you, it's going to be, you're going to fall. Vim chalila nechshalta al kachshev al zev al tosim li. Don't think about it at all. Don't pay attention. Tidche kol machshov al zeh, befrat yizor miyish. Rak zeh roitze yeitzel hapas al zeh miyish. Ha-eitza ha-yechid al ha-chet ha-zeh hi lasik b'terro l'svag al lachshev al-limoy b'choy v'mit ha-kam shefshe. This is ha-jocha ma'alaf. Jocha beis. This is a general outlook. Oidzos. Tishkach ma'asher isa v'sfarim al ha-oin shim v'koy she-chuva. This person looked in sfarim and it says, tremendous terror, ter-arichus v'doylo. But in the Oinshim that there are Frad and the Chet of the Tzavzer of HaTolam. The Koshi HaTshuva, the amount of HaTshuva you have to do. Well, there's many times it says, an Ayin B'Sidr Groh, you have the Tzayin, it's a Groh, it's brought down in the Sefer. In Sidr HaGroh, there's a Sefer called sometimes Orchaz Chaim, it's called Ketzer Roish. The different Hanogas that the Goyim told Chaim V'Loshon. It's brought down in this book as a Loshon. Tshuva on HaNichshav Oven Keri Kemat Pepesha. Somebody was nichshav b'avin keri, even if it was kamat b'pi, he was a banav, he was a peshe. Who kasha oisik b'torah ain't zorach l'deklal? Who kazeh shol mi rabbi yagro, the b'chai b'loshin has to grow. What should a person do? V'hera loy maimer b'tikune, we showed him a maimer tikune zoya, who b'sifra ha-musa ha-machmirim b'oi b'in ha-zeh, b'sorach lizbol yisurim koshim u'merurim kamavis. V'ein takon o'kiyim b'misa ma'amish ha-ein shol, sh'nevo v'ofer achi yikat, but the soif ha-maimer b'tikunei zoyar, the goyim shonim, at the end of the maimer b'tikunei zoyar, after all these things that it says, gefer l'chazak, and the person has to go to him. Mim said, dover toid l'mevit shekosav avaloi reisa oirich yomim b'yamim. Pirev shematzeles men amiso, v'asifrim, and he said, v'asifrim musa lo yavim. The way we're both understands that the goyim was telling you, l'maisa, achoy al zal, t'entari, there's a lot of things that it says. These are loyis. Aber the hajrocha l'maisa, the tzu gani, that you should give over the Doros is, this is the Tzugah. He fears us and he says, Yodea ni shaderek shabi arti lecha ilgamri acheres bikol ma'asher yisam. Avoye shaderek zeis haskamim marim chazanish. Can you hear what we spoke to chazanish about this? This is the mahalach that we should mention on. Any other mahalach is against, it's not going to bring you atzloch. You'll find it in certain smart, it's not going to bring you atzloch. He speaks about it, he says, Bekol zeis kosher v'sragal lo'lachshiv lo'lisim lein, v'tomit shuk v'seris makshavish ha'charotot, Yoga in Yiddish. Lekhena ba'kshech alikrei mechtavi zemi de pami. He says, I know it's going to be very hard. It's going to misurn you machshavas of harata. It's going to misurn you machshavas of Yiddish and all these things. Okay, chaz over this yisoy. The yisoy is to go forward. To go forward is the only way you can be able to save yourself from the trappings of this faith. There's no other way. If you're not, besides Yirsh, is mashma, besides Yirsh, the shkius of this chayt, the shkius of the chayt of the Yitzhar of the Rai, is that any time you're oisig directly in it, head on in it, it's going to keep you, it's going to hold you in its clutches. It's going to hold you in its clutches. We're hearing the time to Gemara. Gemara brachas. It's maslech. To this koyach of Torah, this novad the koyach of Torah we spoke about before, that it wards off meikar, it's also mitar. Gemara, 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 the sugya of Balkari, the sugya of Chila, to learn of Balkari, the bracha of Chav Pesan Al. It's a ganzi machalikas if Balkari is mutter in the mater. Gemara stating Maisa, this is La Maisa La Locha. Maisa Rav Yehuda, sure. Tanya of Yudim is here in the Indivray Torah in the Kabbalah Tum. Ma'is of the Talmud Echad, Shehoya Megamgim. There was a Talmud who was stuttering. Lamala Mir of Yudim is here. He was standing on top of Bob and he was stuttering. Why was he stuttering? So Krashi. Megamgim the curve. He was learning, he was studying Baal Kerriyah. Can you hear this Tumah, either consciously or subconsciously? It created him a certain nervousness, a disconnection. He wasn't confident in himself. So Yudim is here told him. Orleh, Beni. Sach picha the yibud horecha. Open up your mouth and start learning the Or Torah yibud horecha. She ain't the return of mekabel tumah. She nemar haloi koi dvorai keish num Hashem. Ma eish in mekabel tumah after the return of mekabel tumah. What we learned up shot in this gemara, the more means that Torah has a koyach. The Torah itself, this person who is already nimshach to this chait, he already connected himself to this chait, and he has a connection. Each person now they were connected. This one, she was connected to the chait. Oh, but the Torah itself, all the heres and all the churban that we were marish in the first three Adam, that the chayt brings, it's true, and it's in you, and it's there. Oh, but the Torah itself is not makabel tumah. The word when it says, ein divrei Torah makabel tumah, means the Torah itself, that's not shayach, all of that churban, all of the destruction at the clutches of Yitzhar Darayis, that the shmek of Yitzhar Darayis, let's talk about then, any Negiah and the Yitzhar Darayis brings with it, the Torah itself it can't touch. The Torah itself it can't touch. So Emes, my Maimar Musgo, it's a little bit of a gagal achoizer because when a person is shaku in it, it's hard for him to stop learning. Definitely hard to stop learning with shaku. However, if you're able to take yourself and check, don't look backwards and don't look where what you've been doing in the past, and you start and you look forward and you start learning, the Torah itself is lamaila, the chelik of the Torah is lamaila from the hashmal. That's this gemara. So the hadroch lamaisa is to go right. Don't have to be a forward. Don't look. Even tikkun. Not to be metakin. Don't look with the backwards metakin mahalach. It's to go weiter. Go weiter. Gedarm is different. Gedarm is part of going weiter sometimes. It's the same. What gedarm means? Gedarm is not dealing directly with talking about the veir, the ma'isa veir that I had. However, the ikker mahalach is a forward look. Learning turn this. This is how number one. Dama base. Dama base is. To know it was part of fighting against the Yishas. To know, so the famous letter of the Stipe, I'll bring it here. The Stipe says that people ask them also about this. There's a certain famous psychiatrist that asked him about this specifically. And the Stipe asked him, Stipe answered back, and he says that someone was Nichshol in the Sazer. I'll tell him, the Stipe says that, similar, he says, the Swarm of Marath Ma'id about. Terrible chaim ra'ov, but the makatzer ma'oid, the tzad shekinegev. Tzad shekinegev, someone who after he was nichshol in this chet, he's oimid b'nisoyim, and he's misgaber, he fights against the Yitzhar. One time, two times, three times, each time, he says the kedusha and suma that there is kineged zeh, kitzu b'makom shi yitzorach laharech, ve'ein shir, ve'ein aroich left, to have how much kedusha he has. Because you say, this is soy, but only the pound. Chelik Aleph and Leil Leil and something called Shvi Veleif, small tidbits from the other guy. Boys, this is Soy. Pasek, Moran Soy. Chav 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 Chav. pasuk in the parsha of Sayyid Hashtayt, after Nisha, it becomes his Zaskosh Hashkos Nei Sayyid. It means the Baal was already saw her being this time. The Baal was already mass for her. And she was, and even so that she was Mesiyati. Now we're holding by Hashkos Nei Sayyid. Stay in pasuk, Venixa, Venizrazer. If she's proved to be clean, that means she was Nivdaka, Yadayt Nei Sayyid. So when Israel is there, all of a sudden, same pasuk, she's gonna be zayichah to conceive, to have children. Machlekes Tanai, what does this mean? Ereshit Ma'an Amar Bishmol holds Shema Hoisa Akeres Akar Nifkedes. Tell the Gazach, Ma'isa Nisa. Somebody was natural and Akar. She was child, wasn't able to have child. All of a sudden, if she passes, if she's oimid and she's not oimid in the bechina and she's not found to be tamei, so all of a sudden she's able to have children. Kiva says it can't be. I'm like Rishmon. In case Yistibu call Akaris Yistibu, it's going to be. This is a new potion. People looking, all kinds of organizations. They're trying to provide. New Mahalch. Everyone's going to go. They're going to come. It's too tempting. It can't be. It can't be that the Torah would create such a thing. Elamai is up to Makiva. It has to be Shemoisi Ledes Pitzar. A different bracha she gets. Not as unnatural. But Shemoisi Ledes Pitzar. She took about a lady could have children, but she used to give very hard labor, very hard chali labor. You let this bereva, the cables, you let this scarim, she has nails, ksarim, you let this aruchim, healthy, big child, shwom children, shkorim, you let this levain. Zoktaveli Abgan, kachel, kachel, the shtey tanoim, we find this isha zaycha to a grace of bracha. Either mal 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 teva, or the teicha teva, the great bracha. Look at what's going on here. What are we talking about here? I'm not talking about the finest maidel over here, finest wife. She's zikr a grace of baladeir. She's zikr was every yichud. And a yichud to a very high extent, even after her husband warned her, she went with Mesiachet with Pliny, she was over a very yichud, she was over Nemonis to her husband. What is she saying? At the end of the day, she wasn't over the Maisa Mamish, she wasn't over Ish, which is the skill. Say it. However, she should get a grace of brachas in that state. Not the only thing, Shnei Toyen, Yisusai. Like, nearer for her, it was in the same double, yeah. Say it, she was taka holding a terrible mindset. Maybe it wasn't right that she got into the matzah, but noch, the ganze seder of her would have happened. When she was in that matzah, she was distant with plenty, it was a affair. What can you say? When someone is up to Billy of Yan, you can't use Soy Godel. When someone is Nemar, and someone is placed into the Soy Godel, and is Miskaber against them, you're saying it's not only they hold it steady, fast, quote, it's a Siva for a tremendous brach. It brings a tremendous brach. And here, the energy, the physical, the spiritual energy that's created by Midah ben Yisrael, the Kedusha that's created in that Indian, the Skabrus Keneged that's created in the Siachtus that's created in that Indian, Kufa brings the person Bracha, brings the person Deduction. These are two recruiters, these are two faithful calling, Abdom is calling to be show to this too. Aleph has to be a forward, to look forward. The base is to know that as much as the person was, Yen Yechshon, aber Akami is Misgaber, is Muftach like Brocha, is Muftach like Brocha. It's like when you say Ishi, it's like when you say other people, it's Bodhub Munus and Mr. Kuch. Someone who was Zeichel, to be Oymid in these type of Nisyanis, someone who was Nishon in these things, he said, Brocha Merubba Ma'oyid Ma'oyid B'chol HaMol. I want to get to one, because I want to avoid it, I'm very cautious, I'm going to quit. You already mentioned a few times. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is the Av. In this in Kedusha. Kedusha is Yisrael. Kedusha is Yisrael. And the Lashon, Ruach Chaim already says that the Ovis, it's when Avraham Avinu, the Ovis are Meirish to us, under Koichas. The Koichas of Kal Yisrael. In Kamar all areas, they come from the Ovis. They come from Yerusha from the Ovis. So in Svarim is Mavur that Yosef had a bechina of an av. He had two shvatim, Ephraim and Manasseh. Yosef bechina of an av. Only shvatim is zeichet. It makes us a bechina of an av. It's far from shteket. The midah that Yosef was meirish to us is this midah to be oimid ben yisoyin of Yosef Arayis. So it's a few times. The same Yosef, which tomorrow in Yuma, the Aflam, and Ayam and Bey says, Yosef is mechayiv as a rishoyim. That if someone comes and says, Tard b'yitzu, I had a geferlich strong yitzhar of Yosef Arayis. And the Gemara says, Yosef is Mechayiv Yuklum, did you have a Shmong in the same Yosef? It's saying Yosef is Mechayiv as Rishoyim, he's also Mechayiv as Koiches. He set up the Sugya for us to be Oymid in this Nisayim. It's Mavur. there were two shlavim. Mamish, this test to see there were two shlavim in the Melchama of Yetzir Tzad. Sukkim states, he after Dvar Meilah, Matisa Eishas Adungim Sinel Vesik, Toyma Shikvim. This is the first thing that Yosef did. This is last week's parasha, we talked about Yemoyim. He refused. He used his Koyach HaSeichel. She was Chazal our Marech. When he says Shechini, she used a tremendous amount of ways to Mefatim and Yemoyim. He took his Seichel and he was Mefatfeik Yitzvot Lashon Rav Abbas of Koftes. Yosef Shepitpe Yitzvot. He was in the fati to Yisrael Pasha, he closed the window, he didn't let the Yitzhar in. How do you do that? I spoke about last week, there was one marshal, this is us using the Seichel. State the Hemshech Apasik. He kedabra al Yosef Yoimim. Loi shoma eilea lishkoiv etzlo li Yosef. She continued to try to entice Yosef Yoimim. Yoimim, day to day, day after day after day, in all situations, weekdays, good days. He didn't listen to her. What's the double lashon of the Zohar Rashi? More in brachas and more in seita. Lishkav etzlo afilu beloy tashmi. She wouldn't even lay in the bed with her. Liyos ima la'olim haba. This is Gemara in Yuma and seita. That lishkav ima liyos ima means la'olim haba. What does it mean liyos ima la'olim haba? Shlach the Gemara. That when a person is over a chet, so it's kshur by your count. Person sticks himself, immerses himself in the chet. It stays with him. His connection to the chet is eternal and stays with him. We don't have with this pasuk. He says he wouldn't want to be with her. Mishka Avim Aliyah says, look, he would have stayed with her, but I love it. Yitzhak Tal would come to Ganeid and Asians, but the Pharaoh would be sticking around with Nebuch, where Pushas would be. What's the episode we learned this dinner that took him over here? Gemara learns out this idea of the chet. The Pharaoh says this was part of the Shechnuah Sechli that Yitzhak Tal was using. Not standard it's mentioned here. This is what Yosef HaTzadik told himself. This is part of what the Seichel he told himself. When the Piti was coming, it was coming very great, and the meal was trying to work, Yosef told himself and he said, that's what the Seichel does, right? The Seichel says, it's a good thing to tell you, it's a good thing to tell you. Let me think of my Metzias. The Dinyan starts to say, Seder, who knows what's going to be? The Seichel says, Maisa, shows himself a picture of me being Nelem Haba, I'm standing next to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and I'm standing with Asia's Piti Farah. Seichel comes in, it's a clear picture, sets things. Oyin Midvarim Alburim, that fights against his heart. That's the first chiluk of Yosef's Muhammad. That was we spoke about last week. But the Hemshech, Kinnir, this is all part of that the Yosef Tzaddik should be maimed these avoiders to be merged in the Klal Yisrael. There was a more hamoker in the Nisayim. Shrei weiter, but to say, Vahika yoyim hazeh, v'yobi abayis alasis alachto, v'ein ish v'yan shebayis sham babayis. So if they weren't saying to you, go to the sleep, I'm going to the base. Ein man omar. He was ready, he was oymet to do chet. Lasis alachto means he had it. He got to the point where he couldn't be oymet anymore to say he was ready to do. He was ready. They say, v'bigda leim ashikhi mi, v'yazeh v'bigda v'yodah, yonah seyitze echut. That we spoke, we spoke last week. They weren't saying to explain. Says that even after he was ready, nichshol, this is what we're talking about this week. Be'etzim Yosef ready was kamat nichshol. He ready was mispat to the Yitzhar. He was holding by giving in to the Yitzhar. The Yitzhar already called him. And he was in the clutches of the Yitzhar Darais. What was Oymid in Yosef Tzadik in this thing? Is what we want tonight. What was Oymid when afterwards, before the beginning, and he drove away the Yitzhar, now ready the Yitzhar called him. What helped him get out of the bar? What helped him get out of the bar? So, You want to say, Nira Lloyd, most you can show up. What does it make of the where was? It was flying in the room, it was flying on the wall. What's that best Bechalon? This was a big part of the Tzolah, from the clutch of the Tzolah. Pshat was weird that appear from the didn't appear from the room. What's a chaloyim? Chaloyim is always the window with a way out. Pshat is, this is what Rav was talking about here. It's a horror of Arai's touch. The cold man is sunken into his misgarret, into his boundaries, is absolutely no way out. If you're there and you're already sunk in because you already clapped you, and you stay in that same misgarret, then there's no way out. The only way out is what's a chaloyim. Chaloyim is the Yisrael that Tzadik was able to connect to a point where he realized that even though after he fell, he's still, his metzias is higher. He's me'eiver l'cheit. Yeah, I was ready in this pattern. But in the kedusha, the etzem kedusha of Yisrael Tzadik, he's still shaykh to Yaakov, and he's still shaykh to the Shiva, the Yaakov, the most, the Tzur, the Yaakov put for him, which was to be one of the Avnei Eifrid. He's still shy of that. Even betoich mechmoires hacheit, he's able to see himself still hecher from the chait. This is the tremendous, this is the koyach, this is what we need. This is the avoydedeke. This is the avoydedeke mokam nekuda that you have to work on. Is that even after you fall, you have to be able to connect to yourself and realize of all those events. It says that if you're going to learn, you still have the potential in you to go arise above the chait, to free yourself from the chait, to not be nimshach, to not be always thinking these machshavos, being near that the chait, these machshavos. There's a classic example of this nakuda. Most of my saying is not the most common tachbula day's heart. Somebody is lived many times, and he comes, and he starts getting in, and he's fighting. He's driving some sugar. Can't afford ants in his head. He tries to drive it out. Comes before Shmona Esrei, during Shir, after Shir, different times. He's working on it. Finally, the Torah comes into you with an iPhone and says, enough already. You made yourself a sugar. Give it already. It's much easier. You can have a much easier time to learn. And the concentration Shmona Esrei, you just think about the Machshava, or look what you're supposed to want to look, or talk to the person you're supposed to want to talk. Give in to the Yetzer, and then forget about it. I'll leave you alone. When you give into it, and then he only comes to you and say, once you give in, give him more. Does that help it? Or he comes to you with that Peter. This is all again, why? This is all the person who's caught into these chavish in the base of Surin. When you chavish in the base of Surin, the Yetzer has these type of thoughts. He says, you're there already. There's no way you can get out. LMI, you have a choice. You could be in a sugar for the next 24 hours, or you can give in and be free. That's all that you're caught. If you're caught, if you're chavish in the base, you're caught. If you're able to connect and raise yourself to a point where you realize that Etzim is a chilek of the base of Tzad, it was an urge every year, no matter how far you fall, there's a chilek of him that has to be echoed from this matzah of faith. He has to be able to connect to that, and that can free him from the machmar sachet. That's the avodah that you have to work on. That's the pasha zach. You have to be able to connect to a chelik of you that's knocking from this sukkah. And you have to know, how am I going to hold on to it? The answer is to spoken again. The way I'm going to develop that chelik that's knocking, that pina nakia. The way I'm going to do it is by, a look of a forward, advanced, moving, lighter, learning the simcha. Muftach from the goyim. What it says, muftach from the goyim. As a mishad laskama. Somebody who does this, muftach. Can't imagine how it could be possible for me to be sacking terrible things I did. There's no way logical. You're right, logical could be, there's no way. It's magic. Could be, it's magical. The brain is not simple, it's magic. The person learns and the person starts in Mahalik, starts a forward Mahalik, is muftach, is going to be able to arise and elevate himself above all this lichluch and above this shmutz. So he has to start with it. Aschol to get out, you have to be able to connect to a chelik of you yourself. This is where the chaloyim. A chilek yourself that's beyond, it's me'eiver l'chait. Chazal says, Ashrei Adam Nesui Chait. Ashrei Mi She'oymed Al Chatov. He stands on top of his chatov, means that he's able to connect to a chilek of him that's higher. This is what I hope that Nekudah Rabbi wanted to speak about tonight. Sikkum, we spoke about when we started from a lot of things. I saw that the sugya, what's at stake, is really the most dear thing to us, which is really ourselves. The sugya of Nedom Nama'atzma, the Kedusha of Yitzad, the Echad, the Meter, and the Churban, Yitzad Shengi, is the sugya of Gideon Reis. you march in the beginning with the different facets, then how it means, and how should destroy the person, destroy the ability of the person to connect himself, to understand himself, to be kavua. You have every sort of siachtos. We spoke about different surahs of how to be kapulis tasmos. It's important to remember that it always has to be done on two fronts. That's in its tzur. It has to be done on two fronts. There's no way without both of these, we must leave. It has to be done on one front. For a certain amount of limitara, to protect, not we spoke about the map, to protect the person from the chayt, make him really off limits. And he also has to have a certain amount of tachpulas, a certain amount of tachpulas simply has to defend himself off when he gets around. I want to end off with one thing, it's not so much the time that's not going to be included. And I also don't like to talk about two things, a lot of times it's Nesiyah Das, and the void that we just did, just remember that we spoke about the void that we included. The Keshet, what we started from, the Etzem drive to speak about this whole sugya, we said was a tkuva, was a reaction to the internet. Sugya, which was Mechemes Adar. And we hold very back about that the Mahalich always is. The Mahalich to work in is, you have to open up Avoida. A person, if he doesn't develop Mahalich and Avoida, it's not going to hold long term. However, when we talk about the certain sugyas, we started with the Etzem. The Etzem is a Muhammad that has his own boundaries. I can't help this week or not to the Hemshah, to the Yeshiva spoke this last week. Yeshiva Shiva spoke this last Wednesday. I don't know, I think a lot of Bachman are there, and I don't know why. Could be because they thought it would be in Yiddish and it would be in Hebrew, but I hold it's Mamash Achayla for everyone to try to get a hold of what the Yeshiva said. It's for sure our Rosh Yeshiva, and for sure the message was definitely for everyone in the Yeshiva. But more than that, anyone who was there will know a little bit. One thing that has a Hagosh Halev I have. Hosh Hagosh Halev, I think it was an unbelievable thing that he said. And push it out, go to Salih, I just want to be shot. There's a nice one. It's set over, famous nice, it's set over many times, places. A certain love told over, nice to come connected to it all the time. A certain love was once in different places speaking to Mechazik Shabbos, Mechazik Shemir Shabbos. They were speaking, and I'm kind of speaking in far. And there was the things he was telling about Shmir Shabbos. He said, if you say over a ma'isa, that was once a bacher in Ram, the Chavetz Chaim Zeshiva, and he was having it was common those days, he was Nim Shavach, after that skull, and he was in Yeshiva, and keeping certain Sidri Yeshiva, but he was Mamish Mechama Shabbos. No one knew what to do. People were trying to talk to him, this Mashkiach talked to him. The last date it was, they said, I wouldn't make a Mashkiach person. And the Mashkiach said, that's it, we have to kick him out. The last date is December to the Chavetz Chaim. And they sent him to the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, he was Shabbos, Chal Yisrael. Chavetz Chaim was one of the Iker life goal. And the Rav said that he went into the Chavetz Chaim, and 20 minutes later he walked out. And from that day on, he went from the Mechal Shabbos to Shemir Shabbos, Chal Yisrael. Said that if only we would know what the Chafetz Chaim said to that bacher, then maybe we'd be able to be marbe kapi Shemir Shabbos. Rav says over, he finished his speech. And as he's walking, as these people are slowly getting out of the turn, there's one older man who's stuck in the back. Doesn't move, he's gonna have a seat. Rav realized something is the person comes over to the Rav and he says, that bacher with me. What did he say? He says that he went over to Chavetz Chaim. He went into the room. Chavetz Chaim put out his hand. I didn't realize that means to put his hand in Chavetz Chaim's hand. He put his hand in Chavetz Chaim's hand. He said, Chavetz Chaim is coming saying, Shabbos. Here is Shabbos. This old man said, I don't know what years was, many years, he says, I still could feel the hot tears, I could still feel in my hand, the hot tears. Sometimes in push, maybe have a certain push, because they feel that for me, like, I could still feel the hot tears drooping in my hand, crying, 15 minutes straight, same exact thing, didn't say anything else. Shabbos, more than the person holding his hands, pressing his hands. That speaks more than all the Moshe Shmuzim in the world. He went to Yid, Tzayim,
who really is Marich Shabbos, his heart is Marich Shabbos, and he was Marich another Yid, he was Marich what it means another Yid is Mechal Shabbos, and he saw what it means to him, and he saw what it means, what he's doing to his neshama, when he's not keeping Shabbos. And so he saw what's real. That's one of the biggest things going on in Rosh Hashanah. To me, I think that was a community with Roshiva Shmuz. This one's bigger than Bechina. Bechina, the aim of the Chatzayim, and that's it, Roshiva Shmuz, the Chatzayim. It was an aim of the aim of the Chatzayim. Roshiva is the Roshiva of Rosh Hashanah. Roshiva is the Bechina of the Melech. Many places in Hazam. The Rambam, we do a Rosh and Rambam, and Rosh Hashanah. The Lev Shal HaMelech is Lev Shal Kal Yisur. It's not a good one. Somebody who becomes a manik, when he has nachrayis, it's with Gatzayim hearts. The welfare of Klal Yisrael, so his lady becomes attached to the feelings, to the emotions of Klal Yisrael. Shiva, a little bit of his saying, I have nachrayis, is an inshir, and pashut. If someone listens to the speech, we've heard that. He's carrying the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, is carrying the welfare of a certain chiluk in Klal Yisrael. Amir and Sirvachin is from the yeshivas in Klal Yisrael. Anyone saw what he was doing in Pasha, he was Kruah. He was letting the lady of Klal Yisrael Kruah, that's what he was doing. He was opening up a little bit. He wasn't screaming everybody, he was Pasha exposing his heart, and he was saying, this should be the internet, I'm going to let everyone see a little bit what's going on in Klal Yisrael. What's going on in Klal Yisrael? He was letting his heart cry. He was crying. He was begging. And this is a sugya that, so we try to start, it's a sugya that's only the chayatim. It's a chomor that we didn't have in a long time. And more or less, people have to decide which side they are in Islam. They have to decide which side they are going to be. And again, what it means to be kosher doesn't mean you have to find there's a ways to have things and also be kosher. But the question is, are you going to be kosher? Are you going to be able to see? Maybe, I don't know. That's the question. Halavai, everyone should get the shmud, but this is my Rosh Saleh. This is my Rosh Saleh. This is the type of thing. It talks, I already saw many people in Rosh Bina right away. Three people called the Rosh right away that night. And they made changes, immediate changes, but this is the kuda. This is something that the heart of Klal Yisrael is crying. The heart of Klal Yisrael is crying. He's somebody that he was connected to it, so he could feel it. He could feel it more maybe than the average person. This is a sugya that's made in its own light and its own stringency. That's what I want to fear ice with. But again, this is a avoda which we spoke about. This is a shemesh of yechizik very much.
Wow, I'm sorry.